Mufakim. We're talking about fancy goyish names that everybody knows that these names are goyim. So therefore, later on, if somebody looks at this get, they will not come to rely on the get because of the edim. They'll know for sure this name. I'm not sure. They won't have any names like that. When every name can be interchanged for Jew, I know. But they are real. No, give a John Jew also. No, the kids are not crying. Yes, no. Okay. But call upon him, we'll soon see the names here. If you have a real fancy Gaish name, so that's then the Shimon said it's mutter. But then we're not afraid of Mizuyah Mitoichi. Oh, the Mora says, Hey Shidam Hashem is Mephokim. What's called a real fancy Gaish name? What's called? Alright, turn over. Mora says, Hey Shidam Hashem is Mephokim. What's called real fancy names? Omar Rav Popak Goyin Hurmis. Name called Hurmis. Ariel Svi Avudina, Ariel Zba Shivsoi, Ariel Zba Kidri, Oboti, Vinokim Una. These are big fancy Goyish names. Please go to each one of them, what they are exactly here, but alright. Here. Avul Shemo is a Shemo Fokim, but if you have names that are not real fancy Goyish names, when you, even though it's a doubt, maybe it's a Goy, but if it's not for sure they're Goyim, my, what do you want to tell me, Loy? Then it's no good even according to Reb Shimon that if these courts, if the names are not real Goyish names, when they sign the gets puzzle, if so, Yochi, if so. Adetoni, Seif Akam, Reb Shimon himself ends off in the Mishnah and says, you know when it's puzzle? Only by a hedjit. A hedjit means by a normal private guy, not when he's a judge at court. Then it's puzzle. So, Yochi, Adetoni, Seif, what does the end of the Mishnah have to say? Like when was it learned that if Goyim sign on the shtar a get isha, the get is possible only if the private Goyim signing. That's when it's no good. So it's mashma, but any time it's signed by the courts, by the judges, then it's always kosher. The way we we're saying now, it's not true. Liflog v'listna b'dido. Let's make a difference even by the akois, even by the judges. There should be a difference. That the medavar mamurim, when is it true that Reb Shimon says, when the Goyish judges sign in the get that it's kosher, b'shemes mufokim? Only if their names are humis or v'yavidino, real Goyish names. Everybody knows the Goyim, we won't come to rely on them. Avul shem b'shem mufokim, if they have names, that so-so, they have a Jack, so-so, you don't know if he's a Jew or a Goy, if so, loy, it should be possible then it shouldn't be good then. So why does the Mishnah only say it's possible if it's done behedjit? Mashm, any time it's done by a judge, it's okay. It depends. Certain judge's name should be okay. Certain judge should be possible. Sumar says, no, I'll tell you, hochi nami kama. This is really what our Mishnah means to say. Our Mishnah means to say like this. Pameh devorim amurim, when does Reb Shimon say when the goyim sign is kosher, v'shem is mufokim? Real fancy goyish names. Abu b'shem v'shem mufokim, but the names are not real fancy goyish names. Nasa, then it's made, even though they're judges now. They have a name like Jack, even though it's a judge. Kimi shenasa behedjit. It's as if this guy signed privately, not when he's a judge. Upsulin. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Not only when private goyim sign his apostle, but even if a judge in court signs on it. If the judge's name is a normal name, not a special goyish name, then it's also apostle. Then it has the same halacha like a hedjit signs on it. The boy same another terrorist is like this. The boy same I tell you that sefer osam legite mamin. The end of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says that lo yuskrel of his manch and asu behedjit. Like when was it said that it's possible only by a private guy that's talking about gite mamin by ashtar mechira, ashtar matana, regular shtaros. When you're selling something, you give them for a present. This is what he meant to say. When do we say that if a goy signs on a shtar mechir, a shtar matana, that the get the shtar is no good? Only if the goy does it privately. Then we're afraid they're liars. Most goyim are liars. We can't trust them. You can't have a goy sign on your shtar. It's a chashash meshaker. He's lying. If he's doing biyakoy shalhem, if they're doing it in the judges, in the court, then there's an umna, they're not going to lie, therefore we could trust them. And that was machlokes before, according to Shmuel, you could trust them even by Ishtar Kinyan, because Dina de Machusa Dina says that Goyim have a right to make up Kinyonim. And the second term of the Gemara was no, that we're only talking about Ishtar Mecher, that the real Kinyan took place because you paid the money, and the Ishtar was only a proof. So just to be a proof, we believe the Goyim if it was Vakois. If it was a judge in his court that signed on it, that's an umdana, he would not lie. So there we could trust him. But a guy, private guy that signs at home, they were always afraid, goyim lie, we can't trust him even for a proof. Tanya will learn like this. Tanya will learn like this. That Omer Reb Lozab Reb Yosi, that Tach Omer Reb Shimon the Chachomim. This is the way Reb Shimon said over to the Chachomim. The Tzidon in Tzidon. That loynechluku Rabbi Akiva vechachomim al kol hashtoroi soilin biyakor shlev dikachovim. That there's no machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachomim. In other words, this is a door even before the machlokes we had before. This is like a door. So he's saying that even them, they did not have a machlokes on all the shtoros that came before a goyish court. That af sha'afar pi shechoismein oivdei kachovim. Even though the Ragoyim signing on the Shtar, still Ksherim, it still is a kosher Shtar, the Shtar is good. V'yafilu gitei noshim v'shechrur yavodim. Even by a get isha and by a Shtar shechrur, also the Shtar is kosher. Right. If Tosis speaks out, what they mean to say is that haikidina v'haikidina. They mean shash doris, shtara dinim omnis, b'chol inyin. It's kosher all the times. In other words, the Goyim, by our kois, the Neman, we believe them. The shtoros that they make are good shtoros. That that they say it's kosher by gittin oshim shchuri avodim. Tosis says that's bedavka b'yedim misira v'shemus mufokim. We're given over in front of a Jewish edim. So therefore, the ikir according to Rabbi Lezer Shita is edim misira, and also the names of the goyim that are signing in the shtar are shemus mufokim, famous names. So it's not called mezuyif mitoychoi. That's why it's kosher according to both of them. Both Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim both agree to this svara, even by Gittin Noshim, where it's Eidim Misira of Yisraelim, and it's Shemus Mufakim of Goyim, that it's kosher, of Akois at least, Shemus Mufakim by Akois. So, Lonechleku, where is the Machlekes though? Ele Bizman Shenasu Behedjit, only where the Shtoris were made Behedjit, and Taisa says it means Pirish B'Shemus Mufakim, even though they're famous Goyim's name. And it's given over the aid of Mesirah. It's given over attack in front of two Jews. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Akiva Machshir. In such a case, Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. In other words, even the Gittin Noshim is also kosher. Or even the Shar Shtoros are kosher. And because since they're Shemus Mufakim, therefore the Shtoros are kosher. Like Taisa says, Fulei Goza Shiova L'Hachshir Afalo Yedim Mesirah Oto HaKoizach. We don't make any Xeris. But for Chachom Nechom to say poison, Chachom to say no, it's possible. By Shash Doris. Why the Gazrinon Chutz Megitin Noshim? They make a gzera. The Gemara says, what the Chachom and poison, Chutz Megitin Noshim Shchuri Avodim. The Chachom say all the other Shtoris, if it's made by a Hegit, it's possible. Chutz Fun Gitin Noshim Shchuri Avodim. So Tosis speaks out, the Chachom poison, Bishash Doris, the Gazrinon, the Bishash Shtoros the Ksherim by Akois, because other Shtoros that are kosher really by Akois, by in front of the judges, even without Eidim Misira, therefore we make a gzera. That what if it's written Behedjit, that we're afraid maybe we're going to use these Shtoros the way they are without an Eidim Misira at all, therefore it's possible. But by Gittin Noshim there's no gzera, because by Gittin Noshim, even by Akois, even when you have the judges, still everybody knows that they're not B'nai Krisis Ninu, like we had before. The only way the get is kosher, if it's given over in front of Eidim Misira Yisrael. So by Gittin Noshim, there's no gzer, everybody knows you have to come on to Eidim Misira Yisrael. And since the names are Shemus Mufakim, everybody knows the names that are signed in the get itself are Bigoyim. Therefore we won't come to rely on them that they should be the Eidim Misira. So therefore by Gittin Noshim, it's kosher, even though it's written Behedjit. Since the name is Hashemus Mufakim, there's no Gzeris. But by Shash Doris, we're afraid that even though their famous name is Shemus Mufakim, they were afraid maybe we'll come to use the even the Eidim Misira will be the Goyim. Because if it was done via Kois, there we do not need Eidim Misira. So the people make a mistake to think, just like by our kois, it's kosher, the shtar, the way it is, who are then, if you have a hedyet signing on it, they'll also think it's kosher the way it is. Now, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Af Eluk Sherim, that no, he says they're also kosher. In other words, he comes to argue even on Gite Noshim, that you say you get Isha's kosher, so he says, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, Af Eluk Sherim b'mokam shein Yisroel Chaisman, only in a place that true, you have the Goyim signing on it now, but everybody knows it's a law by the Goyim that no Jew is allowed to sign on the Shtar, on a Get Isha. So therefore there's no Gzeros, like everybody knows who signed here, Goyim. Therefore we're not going to be Seimech on the Edim that signed, but rather we know it has to be given over in front of Edim Isira. Therefore there's no Gzeros. Avo b'mokim she Yisro chosmin, but if it's in a place that the Goyim do let, sometimes the Jews sign, loy, then we do not let this, the get this possible, because we're afraid maybe people think that there were Jews that signed on it, and really it was a Goy, and they come to be Semech on them for Shemus Mufakim. So Gemara says, Mokim Shein Yisro Chaismin, Nami Ligzor, Oto Mokim Shein Yisro Chaismin, like why don't you make a Gzera? In other words, we're talking about now Shemus Mufakim. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's Gzeira Shemus Mufakim, Oto regular Shemus. So then if so, why don't you make Gzeira even in a place where they do not let the Jews sign, Oto Mufakim where they do let the Jews sign? Like true, you're saying in a place where the Goyim do not let the Jews sign, so there's no Gzeira, because everybody's going to know that who signed here? A Goy, they won't come to rely on him later for the Mesira. But you're telling me in a place though, where they do let the Jew sign, then it's possible. So the question is, why don't you make Gzeira this place or to that place? Just like you can make Gzeira even though it's Shemus Mufakim, still it's possible. In other words, according to you, in the place where the Jews sign, even though when a Goy signed with a Shemus Mufakim, still you say it's possible. Or to where it won't be a Shemus Mufakim. So if you make such Gzeira one place or to another place also, so this the Gemara says no. I'll tell you, Shmo Bishmo Machlif. People make mistakes by names. So if you're going to be Machshir, Shemus Mufakim, sometimes they'll think it's Kosher, even though the Shemus are not Mufakim. But Asra B'Yasra Le Machlif. But this place, to that place, people do not make mistakes. Therefore, if this is the place that the Goyim do not let any Jews sign on the Shtar, therefore there's no Gzeira, therefore the Shtar is Kosher, a Get Isher is Kosher over there. This the Gemara says, that Rinali Moses White, the Ravina saw, Ravina thought, Liachshure Bichnufi Yosa Di Amoi, that as long as you have a few Goyim coming together, and then they sign on the Shtar, it's also kosher. They wouldn't lie together. And this thing where it says, no, Omale Rafram, that our Koy is Tanan, no, we only learn to special Namonis when it's done by their courts. In the court of a Goyish court, there they do not lie. It's an Anansad, they're not going to lie. But if not by their courts, then it's possible. We're afraid the Goyim lie. Mercer Tanan, we learned like the Mercer's Omar Rav. Rav says, that Hai Shtara Pasoi, if you have a Persian Shtar, Rashi learned, Shasol Beloshin Pasoi, it was written up in Persia, Vichosmu Pasoyim had Yaitis Olov, and two Goyim, Persians, signed on it. So the Gemara says that, to Mosrin Ale Biapi Sadi Yisrael, if it was given over in front of Edim Mesira Yisraelim, is Magvinim Bei Mibnei Chori. It's called a good shtar. It's a shtar halvo. It's a shtar raya. It's a good proof. And therefore, because of this shtar, you have a right later to collect the money, but only from Bnei Chorin. Only from the property that the Leiver himself owns. Not the property that the Leiver sold to somebody else already. So first the Gemara asks, why is this a good shtar for Lo Yadi Lemikre, that the Edim Misira do not know how to read it? So how could there be Edim Misira? They don't know what it says inside it. So Gemara says, no, but the Yadi. We're talking about that these two Edim Misira know how to read Persia. For Binon Ksav Shein Yochel Zayif, there's a special halacha that the piece of paper it's written on has to be a special type of a cloth that was Mesukim B'Yafotzim, that if you erase it, it's Nikur, so you won't come to forge it. So Gemara says, Bidi Afitzon, yes, we're talking about even these Persians made their cloth, their parchment, with the Safotzim. Therefore, it's not impossible to erase, to forge. For the Gemara, but still there's another halacha, Vobino Tsorach Shayahza Minyone Shalstar, Beshita Achroina Vuleka. You have to repeat the main things of the star, the last line. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Kinyonim in Plenya Komatikos Meforsh Liel. You have to repeat these things in the last line right before the Yedim sign on it. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you here also, Bidda Mahad, we're talking about yes, where they did, Shemuchsa Beshita Achroin. The last line, they repeated it. For the Gemara Yoch, you saw it's 100% good star, Mimishab Dinami. Why can't you collect even from Mushabadim then? Even from the property that the life is sold after the Halvor, why can't you collect it? Sigmarin says, let's lay Kaila. This town does not have a Kail. People do not know about it. Like Rashi says, the Vishain Chaisman Yisrael, because the Jews did not sign on it. The Sadi de Chasimi Yashtoro, Inon Mavkila Kaila. What gives out a Kail that people know about the star? The Edi Chasim, the Edim that sign on it. The figure there for Ena Lakeach Nifsad. Lakeach does not lose out. The Yomalei, they have the Adana de Mishabed Lecho. The Lakeach, the one that bought this property off the Leiva, has a right to say, I did not know the Leiva owed you the money, because that Shtar did not have a Kail. Therefore, from Mishabodim, you cannot collect, only from Bnei Chorin. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll start over again. Daf Yud Aleph, the last Gemara in Amud Aleph. The last Gemara was Boy Minei Resh Lakish Me'Av Yechanan. Resh Lakish Esther Shaila from Me'Av Yechanan.